You got to help me. I can't do it all by myself. You got to help me, baby. I can't do it all by myself. You know, if you don't help me, darling, I'll have to find myself somebody else. I may have to wash it, may have to sew, I may have to cook, I might mop the floor, but you help me, baby. You know, if you don't help me, darling, I'll find myself somebody else.
January of 1963. That was Sonny Boy Williamson II on blues, harp, and vocals. Matt Guitar Murphy on guitar. A number, of course, called Help Me. And some months prior to this, in 1962, Booker T and the MGs put out a single, and they needed something to fill up the B-side, and they noodled around and came up with an instrumental called Green Onions, which ended up being the hit. And that melody is very, very close to Help Me, so it appears Sonny Boy Williamson borrowed the melody. It wasn't the only thing he borrowed from others. Great, great harp player. Amazing. The guy would switch from the blues harp to a vocal and back to the harp. When you listen to the recording, sometimes it's hard to believe it's the same guy playing blues harp and vocals. Sonny Boy Williamson, he and Matt Guitar Murphy, after they recorded this, took off for Europe for one of the American folk blues festivals there, and Sonny Boy traveled around to England, all over the place, had a nice time there. Very much enjoyed what he did. And we heard prior to Sonny Boy Williamson the second, we heard Eric Bibb from a disc called Diamond Days Bibb doing a rendition of an old folk blues tune, The Worried Man Blues. Eric has had a few discs out since that time. We're going to turn next here on KRVS. I ought to mention, though, that we are in our fundraiser. We're hoping that if you're not a member, and I know this is going to get kind of tiring at times, but we have to ask you, please support us. Help us keep these programs going. We can't do it without your support. Everybody's participation is valuable to the station and important to keeping a lot of these programs going. So give us a call, 482-5787, 482-KRVS. KRVS or pledge securely online at krvs.org. As mentioned, Sonny Boy Williamson II toured Europe in 63, actually. I don't know how long he was there, but he had a ball, started affecting the sartorial elegance of a British gentleman, a pinstripe suit, double-breasted bowler hat, gloves, umbrella, that sort of thing. He made a big impression on a lot of the emerging British blues rockers, one of them, John Mayall. We're going to listen to John Mayall's tribute to Sonny Boy Williamson, recorded in 1967. And I should mention that Sonny Boy II died in 65. Here is John Mayall with Sonny Boy Blow.
is further. The clock is ticking faster than dripping in the sink. I wonder who you're waiting for. It's later than you think.
Brent from her disc Ain't Got No Troubles. That one came out on Yellow Dog Records back in 2010. It was her second outing on Yellow Dog. She is a fine pianist, vocalist, and a really great songwriter. That, of course, a number called Later Than You Think. Before hearing Eden Brent here on KRVS, we heard from 1967 John Mayall doing his tribute to Sonny Boy Williamson II, a number called Sonny Boy Blow. And we have blues for you till 1 this afternoon here on Public Radio for Acadiana. And this blues box, we're asking for your support in order that we may continue these types of programs that you can hear basically only here on KRVS.
Absolutely. And people all over the world know that. They're calling in, making their pledges online. We'd like to thank Thierry Bingen from France, a longtime supporter of KRVS, adores
thanks,
the blues. Merci beaucoup, Thierry de la France. Merci pour votre support. Also, Emily Farrar, who's from Lafayette, but is in Panama right now and called in from Panama.
Thanks,
Emily. She's streaming KRVS in Panama. Thanks also to Brian Broussard. We really appreciate your continued support. I believe he's from New Orleans.
Thanks, Brian.
So thank you very much. 337-482-5787 482-KRVS. The image of the Blues Box t-shirt is on our Facebook page. A lot of people liking it, looking at it. We hope that they're making their contributions. Our Facebook page is KRVS Public Media. KRVS Public Media. Go there, like us, take a look at the Blues Box artwork. We've got the mug artwork up there as well. And then call us or make that pledge online or stop by. We'd love to talk with you. You can get a little tour of the station, get a glance in at Raul here in the main control room. We've got people answering phones out there. Aaron Dore, a longtime supporter of KRVS, Jennifer Ritter Guidry, Dorothy Merriweather, and they are happy to take your calls, answer any questions you have about the premiums or levels of giving. But call, pay how you like. We take credit cards, MasterCard, Visa. American Express or Discover, or you can ask us to send you a pledge reminder in the mail. No amount is too small. No amount is too large. If you've never given before, sometimes we suggest starting at a $52 level. That's a dollar a week for all of you get from public radio, which is a lot. Just consider that a dollar a week, not so very much. $52 contribution. But for $75, you could choose one of our items like the Blues Box t-shirt designed by Lindsay Dreher. Gorgeous design with Slim Harpo. Our main classic KRVS t-shirt is a kind of a beautiful pecan brown color with a vintage rooster weather vane on it. And we've substituted the directionals north, south, east, west with KRVS. And that's really proving true during this Blues Box, people calling from all points of the globe. So that's a really nice shirt. And on the back, it has the rooster image as well with Radio Akadi on it. Very nice, classic, simple shirt, but very clever, showing that we're all over the globe. No matter where you go, you can listen to KRVS.
And from some of the pledges you've read already this morning and the places people are from, it's indicative of the fact that we do provide a taste of this culture to people all over the world. And for a lot of people from this area that miss it, they can, as you said earlier, they can tune in to us. I ran into people during the festival from out of state, some that had lived here before and some that weren't from here. I had one gentleman tell me, he said, I listened to two radio stations. One was his local public radio station up north and the other one was KRVS. So we project out there, but it's a very expensive proposition to stream. The more listeners we have online, the more expensive it is for us. And we have to meet budget shortfalls, all that sort of thing like everybody else. And that's where your contribution comes in. It is very important. So please consider pledging support to public radio if you haven't already done so.
Absolutely. And thanks to those of you who've renewed by mail. We really appreciate that. We're a nonprofit, non-commercial station, and that's how public radio was created, to be supported by the listeners. So do your part. Make it possible for public radio in this community to continue creating programs like the Blues Box, like Big Band Swings, Medicine Ball Caravan, and all the others that you listen to on KRVS. That telephone number to call in your support, if you never have, or if you'd like to renew, is 337-482-5787. 482-KRVS. If you work for a corporation, find out if they have a matching gift program. Your donation could double or even triple. There are certain companies that will triple your donation to KRVS, but find out, ask your personnel department or look online. But make that contribution, do your part, whether it's $52, $100, $500, or maybe you'd like to be part of our Cypress Lake Circle with a gift of $1,000 a year or more. 337-482-5787, 482-KRVS. Beautiful Blues Box shirts and some other shirts. Our women's shirt is this gorgeous soft seafoam blue color with a vintage label with roses on it, and it says KRVS Radio Akadi. Very pretty, very feminine, really nice way to support KRVS. We have some tote bags this year available for a $75 contribution with another rooster image on it that Lindsay Dreher designed. Great for grocery shopping, picnics, all kinds of things. A really nice, cheerful rooster image, and we're going to put that on our Facebook as well. Like us at KRVS Public Media. Get these images of the t-shirts and tote bags and other items that help to support KRVS, because when you wear them, you're promoting us and letting other people know about us. 337-482-5787, 482-KRVS. Make that pledge this morning. Do your part. Support these programs that you just rock out to every Friday. And it's a gorgeous day out there, but it's always a perfect day for the blues. So call. We'll be with you till 1 o'clock. You can drop by. So many ways to make that pledge. Raul's going to continue with some music, but we're here even when the music's playing.
Thanks, Judith. And again, thank all of you out there who have supported us over the years. A few minutes ago, we heard Sonny Boy Williamson, the second real name, Alec Miller, also known as Rice Miller, also known as Willie Williamson. And there was a mention about how maybe he borrowed the melody of Green Onions for his classic Help Me of 63. Well, he didn't borrow just that. He actually borrowed his name. Sonny Boy Williamson the first was John Lee Williamson, who first recorded in 1937, and who died before Sonny Boy Williamson, the second ever recorded. Sonny Boy didn't record till around 51. Sonny Boy II, John Lee Williamson, was murdered in 1948. We're going to listen to John Lee, originally from Tennessee. We're going to go back to 1947. Sonny Boy Williamson the first on blues harp and vocals with a number called Alcohol Blues.
Drink of alcohol, huh? I went down on 31st Street just to buy me a drink of alcohol, huh? I told old man to cut his hand for the water, but that old man didn't put any drop at all, huh? So I drank my straight acting. You see, I went to staggering on down the street, huh? I dragging my straight eye, so I went to staggering on down the street, huh? Now, but my head got so heavy, my eyes couldn't even give a peep, huh? She said, Sonny Boy, you know you ain't no good at all. My baby telling me, Papa, Papa. She said, Sonny Boy, you know you ain't no good at all. She said, the reason you don't make me happy, because you drank too much of this old alcohol. But baby, won't you go ride? Can I take you riding with me in my car? I said, but baby, won't you go ride? Can I take you riding with me in my car? She said, but I'm scared you're gonna drink alcohol. She said, Sonny Boy, we wouldn't ride very far.
Support for KRVS comes from Trails, helping build and maintain more bikeable, multi-use pathways and walkable communities throughout Louisiana. Trails focuses on designing bike and pedestrian trails by way of grants, fundraising events, and supporting and promoting bicycling and walking events. Details online at latrail.org.
Buddy, me, please bring your clothes back home. Buddy, me, please bring your clothes back home. I'm gonna miss you so much, buddy, me, from rolling in my own. Buddy, me, let me this morning. Lord, I hate to see buddy, me go. Buddy, me, let me this morning. Lord, I hate to see little buddy, me go. She taking all my money. Let me down on that killing floor. Go ahead on, pull me. Baby, turn on, have your way. Go ahead on, pull me. jump to the water. Have a good dog or have a day. Yeah, buddy, man.
Mississippi blues man Big Joe Williams with a number called Pearly May. You can just about always tell when a Big Joe Williams tune starts off. He had he played a very distinctive sounding nine string guitar. Before we heard Big Joe Williams, we heard Sonny Boy Williamson the first, John Lee Williamson from 1947, a year prior to his death. And we heard him do a number called Alcohol Blues. Actually, Sonny Boy Williamson first recorded back in May of 1937 with Big Joe Williams and Robert Nighthawk. One of the tunes they recorded back then was a number that most people now associate with Muddy Waters. The tune is Good Morning, Little Schoolgirl. We're going to listen, though, to Texas blues man Smokey Hogg do his rendition of this tune. He got to number five on the R&B charts back in 1950 with his rendition of Good Morning, Little Schoolgirl. Here is Smokey Hogg.
Things have changed. that you love me. Babe, I thought it was true. You called me to misuse my home, all on account of you. But things have changed. I don't have to worry about you anymore. I know you were lying when you laid down across my bed, dragging that old IW hopper and talking all out your head. But things have changed. I don't have to worry about you anymore. To stay so worried, I used to be so blue, but all of my worries was on account of you. But things have changed. I don't have to worry about you anymore. So bye-bye, baby. You're lying. It may be the death of you, but I'm so glad I don't have to worry about you anymore.
From 1945, that was Big Maceo Merriweather on piano with on guitar, Tampa Red. Big Maceo from a disc called The King of Chicago Blues Piano. He was a very, very influential pianist, originally from Georgia, went to Detroit and ended up in Chicago. And Henry Gray cites Big Maceo as one of his influences. Henry Gray, when he got out of the service, ended up in Chicago at some point and would perform with, or at least was learning stuff directly from Big Maceo Merriweather. Before hearing Maceo, we heard Smokey Hogg from 1950 with his rendition of what's been a long-standing blues classic, Good Morning, Little Schoolgirl. And good morning to all of you out there. We hope you're having a good morning, and we hope that you're members of Public Radio. And those of you who aren't, we hope that you'll pledge.
We do, and I know many, many of you pledging over the year, whether sending your contributions through the mail or joining us during the fundraiser, but many of you enjoying the blues, loving it, just being impatient for Friday so you can tune in to Raoul Breaux's program. We hope that if you have never donated, you will make that pledge. You'll go to the phone or go online or stop by our studios and contribute and support Public Radio that makes this program 4 hours of blues every Friday possible. Thanks so much to Eddie Kazayu, who's making it possible. Eddie, excellent architect who works in sustainable,
Eddie.
Environmentally friendly architecture. We really appreciate your support. He loves the Blues Box. Thanks to Joe Delegal, longtime supporter of the Blues Box and KRVS with Delcon Construction. Thank you very much, Joe Delegal, for your support. Thanks also to Lee Morgan, who made her contribution from Bruxelles, which I believe is in Belgium or right near the border of Belgium. Bruxelles, Lee Morgan, thank you so much. So a lot of international people listening to KRVS, a lot of people from Louisiana who are working elsewhere, streaming the program and making their contributions. 337-482-5787. 482-KRVS. And the phones don't ring unless we're talking. And we know you want to hear the music, but we do need your support. And we hope that you'll make that pledge, write the number down, and go to the phones or go online. While you're thinking about it, put it on that to-do list and get it done now at 337-482-5787. 482-KRVS. Whatever amount you feel you can give, your vote counts. When we are writing grants, Corporation for Public Broadcasting grants, it matters how many people are supporting the station, how many people listening and supporting the station. So please do your part with whatever you feel you can give. We have wonderful t-shirts, Blues Box t-shirt, and many others, but that main premium, that main gift you're giving yourself, as always, is the programming. Our women's shirts are lovely, soft, seafoam blue with a vintage rose label, kind of an old, don't know how to describe it. It's like a label with these lovely vintage roses, and it says KRVS on the label. We'll be putting photographs of that up on our Facebook page as well. We have a baby onesie for those new little listeners. We love to tell the story about how young man who is a student here at UL now, when his mother was in labor, they called and asked for a baby scratch my back, I think, Raul.
Yeah.
So here he is years later listening to KRVS and loving the programming. So it's never too early to start them listening to KRVS. And if you'd like to get the baby onesie as your premium, it's a white onesie with the logo in red on it, KRVS 88.7. That's available for a $75 contribution or over. 337-482-5787. 482-KRVS. Online, making that pledge is really easy. There's a red button that says Support KRVS. Just click it. It will take you right to a pledge page, and you can fill out your information, pay by credit card, choose your premium, and start feeling really good knowing that you've supported the Blues Box. A great station t-shirt with a red rooster, vintage red rooster weather vane on it, with all points of the weather vane pointing to KRVS. We've substituted those, and it's proving true this morning. So wherever you're listening, we've got you covered, and that's a good shirt to prove that point as well.
You can go stretch your stuff and let everybody know that that you enjoy public radio here.
That's
in Acadiana.
Right. So we'll be playing some little rooster songs a little bit later on, I think. But go to the telephone now at 482-5787, 482-KRVS. It's not a hard call to make, just a couple moments of your time. We'll take your name, address, you can pay by credit card, or you can ask us to send you a pledge reminder in the mail. If you're faculty here at UL, you can pay by payroll deduction. You can stop by and pick up a payroll card, or we'll send you one through campus mail, or find out if your company has a matching gift program. Your donation could double or triple to KRVS. Lots of ways to give, but we hope that you will choose one of them this morning. 482-5787, 482-KRVS, and we're going to get on with the blues.
Thanks, Judith. We're going to listen next to Coco Taylor, a track from what was to be, sadly, her last disc. It came out in 2007. Here is Coco Taylor with Bad Rooster.
Pound him in the Support for KRVS comes from the family of John and Hillary Slaughter, promoting the cultural experience offered by the town of Grand Coteau, Louisiana, with local businesses such as Casa Azul, Criolla Cafe, Earth and Herbs, Brent's Catering, and P&D Cakes. The family of John and Hillary Slaughter, encouraging others to explore Grand Coteau.
Support for KRVS comes from the Tesh Project, presenting the first annual Shake Your Trail Feather Festival, a celebration of the Bayou Tesh Paddle Trail, October 20th from noon to 6 p.m. at Parc des Pins in Breaux Bridge. Festival events include a kayak raffle, food, beverages, and music from David Egan, Roddy Romero, and Bonsoir Catin. For information, the website is teshproject.com.
from May 7th of 1970. That was Howling Wolf, along with Eric Clapton, Stevie Winwood, Bill Wyman, Charles Watts, Hubert Sumlin, and others from an album that came out back then called the London Howling Wolf Sessions. We heard Howling Wolf do his classic Red Rooster, a tune that he had first recorded in Chicago back in 1961. And before hearing Howling Wolf with Red Rooster, we heard Coco Taylor with Bad Rooster from her disc Old School. And we've got more of a little bit of cackling to do here, but we're going to turn first to Judith Merriweather to see how the fundraiser is going. We are asking your help today to help us keep these programs going.
That's right. Raul, I'm going to have to start writing down all of those puns you're doing right now with our little Red Rooster t-shirt.
I think I just ran out.
Oh, I don't know. I think we'd like to thank Steve Cohen, musician Steve Cohen, for coming by to make a contribution. We really appreciate that. And dropping by some discs. So if you'd like a Steve Cohen disc, you can ask for that as your premium. Thank you very much, Steve Cohen. And thanks to Alan Bakke, a long-time supporter
Alan.
Of KRVS. He is challenging all architects in the area. His annual challenge, we really appreciate that. So all architects who listen to the Blues Box or KRVS in your offices or wherever you're working, you've been challenged, and we hope that you will meet that challenge. Alan is also doing some work in his yard. I think he's like on his screen porch that he built, and he's looking out into this beautiful yard, and the breezes, fall breezes are blowing, and he's listening to the Blues Box.
Well,
and
I'm going to have to work in his favorite Boz Scaggs tune shortly.
Absolutely. So thanks so much, Alan Bakke and Winnie. Thank you very much. Thanks to Will Stockton out in Maurice. Don't know if he's still on his bulldozer, but he called us from his bulldozer saying he was listening to the Blues Box. So thanks so much to Will Stockton from Maurice. Wherever you're listening from, whether it's a bulldozer or Saudi Arabia, we had a call earlier from Saudi Arabia from Bobby Mouton. Make that call. And again, that rooster weather vane is perfect. All points of the globe, no matter which way the wind blows, you can get KRVS on your phone, on your computer, on your radio, so many ways
and
to get
and on your back and your front if you get that t-shirt.
That's right, on your back and your front. Really a beautiful shirt. It's a kind of a pecan brown shirt with that vintage rooster weather vane in a dark red. It's really nice, and it's on the back and the front, as Raul said. But that Blues Box shirt, if you're a Blues Box fan, you will want that shirt if you see it out and about for festivals, Downtown Live, Bach Lunch. It's designed by Lindsay Dreher. It's got Slim Harpo on it. You can see the design on our Facebook page, KRVS Public Media, or on our website. Just click on that support button, and on the pledge page, there's a button that says View All, and you can see the images there. Call us or go online, krvs.org. The number is 337-482-5787-482-KRVS. That's 482-5787. Answering phones out there are Aaron Dore, again contributing many years to KRVS, Jennifer Ritter Guidry with the Center for Louisiana Studies here at UL Lafayette, also Dorothy Merriweather. Anna Reese is out there, student here at UL Lafayette, and Cash, Jennifer's son, is out there as well, helping to answer telephones. So please make that call. This is the Blues Box, one of your very, very favorite programs. If you've already renewed, a big thank you. If you've never contributed, make the call. If you're listening in a shop, some kind of wood shop, metal shop, we know people all over South Louisiana are working, listening to the blues. It gets them through their work on Friday morning. Please call from your shop. We'd love to hear from you. We've had people call from highway work groups. They were out there working on the highways, and they've called. They've got a radio out there, and they're listening to KRVS. People from the rigs calling us also. So wherever you're listening from, please call, make a contribution, whatever that amount, and you could ask for the Blues Box t-shirt for your premium. Again, a new one designed by Lindsay Dreher. If you can, stop by and make your pledge. We're here through the Blues Box, and then someone will be here all afternoon. You could drop in and take a look at the t-shirts, get a Lanyop CD if you drop in, and you'll feel great about supporting these programs. This is public radio. This is what makes programs like the Blues Box possible. Do your part. Don't chicken out.
Really?
Don't chicken out. 337-482-5787, 482-KRVS. Choice of beautiful t-shirts that help to promote KRVS when you wear them. We're going to get back on with the blues.
Sounds good to me. Thanks, Judith. And again, thanks all of you out there who support us. And we're going to stick with the chicken theme for one more tune. We're going to return to Coco Taylor. We're going to go back, though, to 1966 when she was recording for Chess Records. Here is Coco voicing that age-old question. What came first, the egg or the hen?
This program is sponsored by the Office of Dr. Ann Lorentz Dental Artistry, now offering anxiety-free sedation dentistry. Dr. Ann Lorentz Dental Artistry, located at 101 West Marshall Avenue near River Ranch in Lafayette. The number for more information or to schedule an appointment is 406-1110, online at drannlorentz.com. Support for KRVS comes from Acadiana Yoga and Wellness, located at 911 Harding Street in Lafayette's Oil Center. Acadiana Yoga and Wellness, offering yoga and Pilates classes and yoga teacher training, as well as massage therapy and Vedic Thai yoga. Class schedules and upcoming events can be found online at acadianayoga.com.
It's just too right. They all congregate and all night hop. And what they do is oop-a-da-dop. Old Hannah Brown from way across town gets full of corn and starts bringing them down. And at the break of day, you can hear old Hannah say, give me a pig foot and a bottle of beer. Send me a gate, I don't care. I feel just like I want a cloud. Give the piano player drink because he's bringing me down. He's got rhythm, yeah. When he stomps his feet, he sends me right off to sleep. Check all your razors and your guns. We're gonna be arrested when the wagon comes. give me a pig foot and a bottle of beer. Send me calls, I don't care. Send me daddy, move right in. I feel just like I wanna shout. Give the piano player a drink because he's knocking me out. He's got rhythm. When he stomps his feet, he moves me right off to sleep. Check all your razors and your guns. The huckabuck until the rising sun. Give me a pig foot and a bottle of gin. Move me cause I'm in my sin. Give me a pig foot and a bottle of beer.
From September of 1949, that was the immortal Billie Holiday with a tune that had been recorded many years before by Bessie Smith, Give Me a Pigfoot and a Bottle of Beer. And before we heard Billie Holiday here on KRVS, we heard Coco Taylor from 1966, along with Willie Dixon, who penned that number, a piece called What Came First, the Egg or the